The U.S. has been granted access to additional military bases in the Philippines. The Defense Secretary, Lloyd Austin, has been holding talks with President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. in Manila. The deal means the American military now has an unbroken presence all the way from South Korea and Japan to in the north to Australia in the south. Barnaby Lowe has more from Manila.
Now, from the joint statement, we know that the U.S. has already invested some $82 million in these old sites that they have had access to. They have committed to investing more in the new sites. Of course, the Philippine military will have access to more U.S. military equipment. Also, there's going to be obviously more interoperability trainings between the two forces and possibly joint patrols in the South China Sea.
A funeral has been held in Memphis for Tyree Nichols, who died after being beaten by police officers 3 weeks ago. His family was joined by the U.S. vice president and civil rights activists. Israel has conducted airstrikes on the Gaza Strip. Two sites were targeted. The Israeli military says they carried out the strikes after a rocket was fired from Gaza. The military wing of Hamas said they fired the missiles at the Israeli aircraft conducting the strikes. The FBI has found no classified documents at a beach house owned by U.S. President Joe Biden. Search was part of a special counsel investigation into its handling of classified material. The UK experienced its largest coordinated strike action in a generation on Wednesday. Up to 500,000 train and bus drivers, civil servants and university lecturers, as well as security guards, walked off the job in disputes over pay and working conditions. The funeral of a controversial Australian cardinal has drawn mourners and protests by his critics. George Pell died last month. He spent more than a year in prison after his conviction for molesting two teenage boys, though that was later overturned. A Russian rocket has hit an apartment complex in Ukraine's eastern city of Kramatorsk, killing at least two people and injuring seven others.
On this week's episode of Essential Middle East, Israeli punitive measures and the growing fears of a widening confrontation in the occupied territories.